Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Daniel G and James Sheehan of Priority Intelligence Group. Welcome back to the podcast, gents.
Thank you, Phil. Good to be here.
Thanks for having us. Good to see you again.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've just seen the news that the company or Priority Intelligence Group has secured a £100,000 contract with Leukemia Care to develop an AI-powered information hub aimed at enhancing patient and donor communication. The project, delivered in two phases, includes a £50,000 AI-driven digital platform with a 24/7 assistant, followed by expanded features for fundraising, governance, and a custom CRM system. Leukemia Care chose Priority for its expertise in AI solutions, expecting the platform to streamline navigation, improve accessibility, and personalize user engagement. James, you highlighted the contract as a key milestone, demonstrating Priority's ability to deliver impactful AI solutions within the charity and healthcare sectors. Can you walk us through how this partnership with Priority Intelligence Group and Leukemia Care came about, please, gents?
I think, yeah, firstly, it's a fantastic contract win for the group, so we're super excited. Leukemia Care, one of the largest blood cancer charities in the UK, so it really does rubber stamp what we're doing as a business. I think we've been talking to Colin, the CEO, and the rest of the C-suite for some time, originally about the Priority Advisor solution to help them engage with users and stakeholders. And we identified, and they identified as well, that there was a lot more value that we could add on a slightly larger contract basis. So really, it has been an iteration process where we've worked with Leukemia Care to see where we can add value outside of just our core product offering. So although the Leukemia Care are taking our base level products as well, it's exciting to work and develop some new features and new products which we can roll out to new users alongside creating some impactful technology that we think can be used not just for Leukemia Care but other charities within the sector.
Yeah, I think it was a really exciting opportunity that's come about from our conversations with Colin at Leukemia Care, ultimately leading into the fact that we can position ourselves as an AI expert and actually really deliver high quality, impactful technology services, not just utilizing the SaaS platform that we've already built, but by also delivering additional services to some quite high quality customers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, will this deal serve as a case study to attract further AI consultancy contracts, you know, within that charity sector itself, do you think?
We hope so. I mean, we obviously announced the Capitano joint venture with Haaspace last week, and that lent itself to a lot of inbound inquiries and interest in our platform and our solutions and the solutions that we can provide to the sports industry. I mean, it was quite compelling, the number of really exciting and large scale sports organisations that have been in touch. We're hopeful, obviously we don't know, but we're hopeful that working with Leukemia Care in this fashion will also have a similar impact in the charity and health space.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's quite timely with the fact that we saw the announcement, Leo, last week that effectively the government are disbanding the NHS England. There's obviously one of the quangos there that's been in, you know, effectively wastes of money. But, you know, are there any plans to expand this AI integration into maybe other areas of the healthcare, such, you know, maybe patient support groups or, you know, personalised treatment resources?
So, yeah, the plan is that we are creating the foundation for what we see as a much larger project. James has kind of touched on it perfectly with the Capitano launch and the inbound from that sports industry. We're hopeful that we see something similar within the healthcare industry as we start to build out kind of new suites of products alongside our core offering. It's been encouraging. I think Leukemia Care for us is a perfect fit because they wanted to have a digital strategy with AI at the core and very much want to be industry leaders in adopting AI technology and how they service stakeholders and patients. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship whereby we're both pushing into areas which we think can have, I guess, a ripple effect across the entire industry, with both Leukemia Care and Priority being the leaders of that movement towards using AI to enhance stakeholder comms.
Okay, I mean, yeah, what's the timeline for rollout, and, you know, when can users expect to start benefiting from the platform?
Technology question there for you, Dan, probably. Timing.
Technology question. So the project is over two phases. So phase one is the immediately deployable part. So that priority advisor solution going live almost imminently, going out and building that custom training data. Phase 1A and 1B, we're expecting to conclude over the next 3 to 4 weeks, which is one of the first initial milestones within the contract. Then the slightly longer part, phase two, which is in effect a full CRM and AI powered CRM solution. The team's working on a 10 to 12 week timeline to have that fully delivered, deployed, and hopefully attracting the eyeballs of lots of other organizations in the healthcare space and the charity space of kind of the work that we can do and the impact that we can have on some of these bigger organizations.
And when do you expect payment then? I mean, obviously you've said £100,000 overall. Is that going to come in 12 months' time or over that 12 months' time or in a shorter period of time?
Much shorter period than that. Yeah, so it's on delivery milestones. So obviously there's a reasonable chunk of that is paid up front on signing of the contract. And then at the end of phase 1A, which should be 1 to 2 weeks, the end of phase 1B, which will be 3 to 4 weeks. And then, as Dan says, the other 50 grand is at the end of phase two. We're looking at sort of 10 to 12 weeks' time.
It's so good. Within 3 months, you should have the cash flow from that. And then there's a good chance that's going to bring up some other things that they will need to do to benefit the organization, because you don't tend to do these things without the fact that there are then other things that are useful for the business.
No, I think if you read Colin's comment in our RNS, he's looking to work with us for the long term. It's not a short-term relationship. I think they spent a long time, we've spent a long time, and we've had a number of rounds of technology demos. We've had a number of rounds of conversations with their directors and with other senior management teams and their technology people internally to devise a plan, a robust plan, and also to think about the relationship going forward for the long term. And I think Colin's been in the charity space for a long time. He's very well respected. He's got a lot of really positive relationships in the charity industry. And I think it's important for us to partner and work with somebody of that caliber on a first project in this area and to deliver for that customer and for him so that he feels comfortable, hopefully opening some doors in the future to other people. But certainly from our perspective, we're looking at this relationship lasting into the years.
Very good. And I'm sure it will have a positive impact on patient delivery of resources and also the charitable donations. So I'm sure it will pay for itself.
We
So
definitely,
from that perspective, it should be good.
yeah, we genuinely hope so. I mean, we've gone into this space obviously eyes wide open. It's something, and it's an area that we feel passionately about supporting our businesses, but obviously the opportunity to work with the charity and hopefully deliver real positive value to patients and hopefully enhance their fundraising capabilities from donors so that they've got more to give to that patient care. I'm genuinely excited about that, to be honest. I think it would be a good thing to do.
So, Donna, how will it actually help? What is going to be the benefits to the charity?
I think the core basis of the project is exactly what we're doing within the SME space. It's using community as the battery to power growth. So using those stakeholder engagements, whether that's on social, on their website, text, mobile, maybe in person, using that advisor tool to gather, to analyze, to understand what the community are looking for, and then deliver insight and actual tangible results to them using AI as a base. So very much AI-driven, human delivered, which is obviously our tagline, which is kind of core part of the company philosophy. It's about firstly that web-based interface, the branding, the strategy. So we're touching on the points of Spotlight, if you're familiar with the rest of our product suite, advisor using those analytics, looking at how they engage with fundraising, with stakeholders, all the way through to a full CRM-based application, which is storing that data and using it optimally to increase, I guess, the exposure and the scope of what Leukemia Care are doing, which is ultimately fantastic work for tens of thousands of patients, families of patients and sufferers of leukemia throughout the UK, and spreading that message and creating more touch points so people can get in touch and get the help they need. The work they're doing is fantastic. We've been working with the organization for some time now, and we're really, really excited to see if we can push that message out further.
This is something that I presume then can be duplicated for XYZ charity in whatever area, because they need to know their client better than they do. I think most charities don't do a great job at that. Is that fair to say or not?
I think that's partly, lends itself without being disingenuous about charities. I think the messaging and the information that patients and families of patients need to access is different for each one of those individuals, and it's also very bespoke to them and the journey that they're on. And one of the things we found with Leukemia Care is that they have a raft of information, a lot of data, and it's not that easily accessible. So if we can create a platform or product using our AI solution for leukemia care that enables each one of those patients and the families around those patients to be able to get access to the information that they really want to understand the disease or the situation that they find, the health situation that they find themselves in, then AI can deliver that information at the touch of a button from the repository of data that Leukemia Care already have. And they can also do it in many languages. They can also do it in a way that is in a tone of voice that actually has the kind of the comfort that's required for these patients and the patients' families at that point in time. So utilizing AI in a way that it actually delivers immediate, quick, speedy and supportive information, I think is the first port of call. And then actually organizing data in a way that helps these patients and the families of the patients to be able to create positive outcomes. There's a buddy system currently within the Leukemia Care organization that can be robustly rolled out using AI as a solution. And we're going to be working with them on ways in which we can actually identify some of their core features and actually help to deliver them via AI and via the platform.
So, is it also going to be fundraising, facing as well?
There are lots of touch points with Leukemia Care and the work they're doing with the organization. Obviously, funding is an important part for all charities, and they already have some online funding solutions. For us, it's key that we offer value across all the verticals, everything they're doing. So, we will be looking at their digital strategy with fundraising, how they approach that with stakeholders, how they deliver that message, and hopefully optimizing that part of the process as well. Because ultimately, as with most charities in the UK, underfunded, overworked, and something, as Phil was saying earlier, is probably going to become more of a pinch point. So if we can offer some value in that space, I think it becomes very attractive, not only to Leukemia Care, but probably any charity operating within the UK.
Well, you'll be
Yeah.
glad to know that Kev's willing to don a running vest and run and raise money for the charity and do the London Marathon, for instance, in the coming, next month, so that you've got your first donation there, I guess.
And this is recorded, right? So it's all legally binding. I
Yeah.
think it's about
You think you'll be in
delivering.
shape for then, Kev?
I'll definitely
Soon,
be
hopefully.
a shape, but I won't be in shape. Maybe
I
if me
think it's all
and
about
James
raising
could do it, that
awareness.
would be interesting.
Yeah.
When you talk about verticals, I mean, we come back to the last announcement as well in Capitano AI. It seems like those two verticals could be very successful for Priority Intelligence. Can you give us any clues if there's going to be any other types of verticals that you're going to be going into? I mean, we've had discussions in the past, I think even me and you, not recorded, about, the AIM companies and that being a vertical as well in terms of, being able to offer them a decent service. What else do you think is about?
Well, I'm not quite sure on clues, Kev, unfortunately, but what I will say is that when we came to market with a SaaS offering, obviously one of the few SaaS providers actually going public, onboarding customers, seeing great demand for that product as well as our core offering, we get approached by a lot of inbound, as James said, on the Capitano piece in sports, obviously post this transaction, probably in healthcare as well. I think it's very much about listening to our community, listening to our customers, understanding the pain points, viewing all these organizations, whether they're football clubs, charities, as small businesses in the UK as they are, with stakeholders, with staff, and with the same pinch points, I guess, that we have running a business. And for us, if we can generate that consistency of revenue with the subscription-based model, and then some of the larger revenue items like this Leukemia Care piece that we're talking about today, which significantly adds, I guess, what we call chunkier or lumpier revenue into the cycle, we start to build out a really nice picture, deliverability of reliability of revenue, but then these nice kind of blue sky pieces of work where we can add kind of significant numbers that we aren't forecasting and are difficult to. So I think there's constantly people approaching us and saying, could you fix this problem for us? For us, it's understanding if there's business opportunity, if it sits within the capabilities of our technology and our team, which is also growing, which is fantastic, then yeah, it's kind of our job, right, to listen to those small businesses and work out where we can help. That's really our mission statement here.
Yeah, I would add into that as well. I mean, we and have been able over the course of recent months since listing to begin to build a picture in the industry's mind of us being an AI expert and positioning ourselves as an expert in this space. And we want to continue to do that and to deliver on that. We have a base case SaaS platform which will deliver hopefully over time long-term recurring revenue. But the opportunity's presented itself on a few occasions now. I mean, this is a material contract of £100,000, but we signed a contract for £25,000 only months, 6 weeks ago to deliver a technology solution for another small business. So they are coming out of the woodwork, these opportunities, and we will be, provided it fits in with the business process that we have, and provided it doesn't take attention away from our tech team on delivering on its day-to-day running of the business. We will certainly be looking at opportunities to build out additional consultancy revenue and large scale contracts, because we are in an industry that's in its infancy. We are an industry that is incredibly exciting and that a lot of businesses are looking to access. And ultimately, we are sat in the middle of that with some highly skilled members of the team that can actually deliver really valuable AI insight, really valuable data insight as part of the collaboration we've done with Halfspace, and also some really good long-term value within what is, as I say, one of the most exciting industries globally at the moment, AI.
So we haven't finished the first quarter yet, and based on the numbers that you issued in the previous RNS, I think with 25 customers, just at the base level, that's 125,000 revenue per annum, and this is another 125,000 that you just mentioned. So that's 250,000 of recurring revenue that should be coming your way. How do you see that progressing? And I suppose the question I've got was, when you came to market, you said you had a waiting list of, I don't remember how many it was exactly, but 500-600 companies. I mean, are you working your way through those, or is it a case of you getting that many inbound inquiries that you are responding to the hotter leads, if you like?
So I think as we came to market, and I think we touched on this a bit before, as we came to market, the plan was obviously to build out the go-to-market strategy and team as much as obviously deliver on those waiting list customers. We have been taking on some high impact customers along the way, but we're also cognizant of making sure that we don't detract from trying to win as much of that SaaS-based long-term customer business as we can. So it's a mixture of both, Kev, I'd say, to be honest. We are working through the waiting list that we have. We're also seeing a lot of inbound, and we're seeing outbound sales being made by some of the team that we've got here, the sales team that we've got here as well. So we have won some PLC businesses recently, some listed PLC businesses via the team's outbound activity that they've been doing and taking companies through demos. And that's exciting. You know, we expect to consistently deliver on new SaaS clients. But I think we'll also see hopefully some inbound interest from further project work that we can do. And then the higher impact technology piece for the sports and media industry that we've launched with Capitano and Halfspace. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of potential revenue opportunity there, guys.
Good. I mean, basically, it'd be good to catch up with you in 2 or 3 weeks' time and just recap the first quarter of Priority Intelligence being on the market. And yeah, you never know, you might have some more news even before that, but we'll certainly catch up with you and give people an overview of that first quarter.
Yeah.
Superb. Thanks for your time, guys.
Yeah. On
Thank
that
you,
note,
Jeff.
say Dan Daniel G and James Sheehan of Priority Intelligence Group. Thanks very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.